Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. Today we are going to discuss what went on with Tim Pool and his show with Ye West, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos. And the reason we're going to do this is because apparently this is the month of Tim Pool. I have another video that I'm working on about Adam Krigler and Tim Pool and that whole messy situation, but I have to stop because this is breaking news. It's one of the biggest stories on the internet.com right now, because Tim Pool actually got Ye West with Milo and Nick Fuentes to appear on his program. And of course, it devolved immediately and Kanye and all of them stormed off the set. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to discuss this. We're going to have a great time. But before we get into any of this, obviously this video is sponsored. So let me chuck it to the sponsor. Then I'll bring it all back over here and we'll discuss it on the other side. As if the rising cost of food, housing, and gas wasn't bad enough, you're in for it when it comes to your energy bills. Next month, energy bills across the country are expected to rise on average around 20%. And by 2023-2024, we're expecting to see them go up 30% more. This is one of the reasons why I'm happy to be partnering with SavePowerBills.com, because they have a little amazing device that can help you stabilize your current, thus reducing your electric bills. This product has been seen on Fox News, on Forbes, Discover, and many other places because it's so simple to use. And what it does is you plug it in and it stabilizes your current, preventing surges and all kinds of issues, significantly lowering your energy bill over time. And for those of you out there in my audience, if you go to savepowerbills.com, you can get this device shipped directly to you with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it comes with a $100 energy rebate certificate, and it's 50% off. That's savepowerbills.com, savepowerbills.com. So Tim Pool, for whatever reason, right now at this moment, cannot help but make the news. And this recent iteration, after his past couple of iterations, had to do with him hosting Kanye West, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos on his program, on his show, on his showgram, whatever you want to call it. And obviously, this was a gigantic event. Now, of course, I was appearing on Generation Change at the time that this all went down, and I was editing a video before that, so I missed the whole thing live, but I did go back, watch the video, observe all the things that need to be observed, and I have a lot of commentary. But I'm going to break this down into sections, because I think there's one thing that's going to be overlooked by each and every other commentator that's going to go over this that should be acknowledged, and that is Kanye West's mental state, the state of medicating people with manic depressive syndrome or bipolar disorder, because there's a point in there, and as somebody who has a member of the family, or actually had that person is now passed, that went through this, that I think we should acknowledge, and that's this part right here.
They tried to medicate me. I was exhausted. They wrongly diagnosed me, and they when I asked them how much lithium did you want to put me on exactly, it took them 4 days to answer because they were embarrassed about the amount, right? And I refused to take this, right? You understand that if I had taken the medication, I would not be here, and it would have been, whoa, he was deeply troubled. We miss him. We love his music, though.
So a lot of you might not know this, but a ton of artists, a ton of creative types actually struggle with manic depressive disorder. And one of the things that they tend to find when they start taking medication is that that controls their mood to such an extent that they feel like they cannot create. So essentially, you're taking away what they believe to be their greatest asset in terms of creating art, in order to make them a more stable, more functioning member of society. And this is a struggle that people who go through this that are famous and not famous often can speak to. And one of the issues that a lot of these people have with their doctors is it seems like the goal of the medication or the goal of the doctor is to essentially make somebody walking but comatose. And I've experienced this with members of my family. It's absolutely tragic. And it's really difficult because we're dealing with the chemistry of the brain to get the medication right for each and every specific patient. So in that way, I have to say, Mr. Ye West, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. And I totally understand how he feels in this department. And honestly, this skews my feelings related to this whole episode with Kanye West in a lot of different ways based on my own personal experience with somebody who was very close to me who was going through this disorder, who ultimately ended up passing away. So in that regard, I do think we should acknowledge that there is a mental health issue playing into this. And a lot of people want to dismiss that mental health issue. But as Dave Chappelle so eloquently pointed out when he was doing his SNL monologue,
I saw one news pundit screaming about Kanye. She said, mental health is no excuse for that type of language. Yes, it is, bitch. You can kill somebody if you're mentally ill.
Typically, if somebody's mentally ill, if they're out of their mind, they can use that to even defeat a murder charge. So I think if you can use that to defeat a murder charge, then you can use that as a mitigating factor minimum to spreading some objectively nonsense opinions. So in that regard, I think that needed to be the first thing out of my mouth in relation to this topic. But let's go through and talk about what we need to talk about, which, of course, I'm going to lead off with Tim Pool's performance. Now, I've seen people on the internet criticize Tim Pool because Tim apparently wasn't going to let Kanye West talk enough, or Ye West. I know he changed his name. Honestly, I'm going to mess that up throughout the course of this video. But in reality, if you watch Timcast IRL, and as somebody who's actually been on Timcast IRL, this is how his show actually functions. Tim has a bunch of topics that he wants to go over. Sometimes those topics, in fact, the majority of those times, those topics are not related specifically to the person. So essentially what his show's format is that he wants you to come in and comment on whatever's in the news at that moment, whether or not that's in your specialty. I would have loved to talk about criminal justice related stuff with Tim Pool on his show so people can get my opinions on that topic out there. However, that's not how it went down. We did end up talking a little bit about the Young Turks, which obviously is something that I cover from time to time. But the idea that you're going to ding Tim Pool or attack Tim Pool for wanting to go over the specific news items that he wanted to go over really shows your ignorance of how the show's format actually works. And the thing is, the news topic that Tim wanted to discuss with Ye, with Milo, with Nick, was something that they were involved in, which of course is the Trump dinner.
All right, and I'll just pull up this story from The Hill, which is from earlier today, 5 p.m. Pence says Trump should apologize. It's wrong to give anti-Semite a seat at the table. This, of course, is related to a dinner that happened, and I was wrong a little on the details. So a dinner happened. Nick, you were there. Ye, you were there. I just want to start off by, how did this dinner come to happen, and what happened? So I have some questions about that, but we'll get through the dinner portion of, you know, how exactly this happened, what went down. So this is how you get in contact, the three of you. How is it that Nick ends up invited to this dinner, and what happened?
Well, he was rolling with me. I was impressed with Nick, and I was like, just come to the dinner. And we had Karen Giorno pick us up from the airport. And there was a lot of back and forth. There's another gentleman named Jamar Montgomery that was with us. It's a... he's an engineer at Boeing, and his,
what is it? I'm telling him we should raise everyone's volume.
Okay, cool. And we sat there, and it was like when Trump came in, I said, do you want to sit alone? He's like, no, bring your friends in. So a big thing is like Trump had no idea who Nick Fuentes was.
There's a lot of rumors going around about what went down, what was said during the course of that dinner. You have three of the four people known to be there at the dinner available to you. So obviously, Tim wanted to go over that first. And if you listen to what Tim said about the pre-show discussion, it seemed like they were in agreement more or less that this is what they were going to go over before they get into the issue of anti-Semitism and Kanye West's more controversial comments. So this seemed like a reasonable ask mask on Tim Pool's part. He said he was willing to go into this with them. Obviously, he's going to disagree because he disagrees with them. But first, he wanted to cover the news. And obviously, Ye West did not want to comply with that format for the interview. He felt attacked. You can see him on the defensive, threatening to walk out multiple times before he ultimately did. So you can see why this ended up lasting 20 minutes.
You know, to come in here, I feel like it's a setup to be like defending. I'm not going to go through another, like, I'm literally going to walk the F off the show if I'm sitting up here having a, you know, talk about, you can't say that it was Jewish people that did it, when every sensible person knows that. I mean, Jon Stewart knows what happened to me, and they took it too far.
And by the way, I think it's crucial for my coverage to progress for you to realize that I am deliberately going out of my way to ignore the left-wing bad faith actors that decided to chime in on this story and say that Tim Pool was somehow aligned with Ye West, aligned with Nick Fuentes, aligned with Milo Yiannopoulos, only to turn around 20 minutes later when they left the show and say Tim didn't really push back and he's still aligned with them. I mean, he was hosting them because he was aligned with them. Then they walked out because of a disagreement, but take no note of that disagreement. Tim Pool is actually a really bad guy. Timothy is the evil person in this situation. And the fact that these people are publicly stating that they're incapable of seeing the distinction between Tim and Nick and Ye and Milo is absurd in every possible way. Jenks' nephew comes to mind, who tweeted that out, said, oh my God, supposed centrist Tim Pool did this. And then after the fact, all these people in unison, as if they were vomiting up the same talking points, started talking about how Tim didn't really push back. And Philip DeFranco, the most weaselly of all, was like, oh, well, Tim's chat is very anti-Semitic, so his audience is at least anti-Semitic, which again is the most weaselly, scumbag, weak tactic that you can use to go after somebody. Obviously, Nick has a huge following. Obviously, Kanye West, who is a mainstream famous person, a legitimately famous person, famous to normies, has a giant following. And in order to comment in the live chat of Tim Pool's episode, all you have to do is be subscribed for 5 minutes to his YouTube channel. So yeah, those people need to be set aside. They need to be put in the corner as we delve into the anti-Semitic portion of the conversation.
It's going to play the game.
Look, and, like, here's what I was trying to get to. You went right into the anti-Semite thing. I think it's something that should be talked about. But if you start bringing this up, you're going to ask my opinion on it. I'm going to disagree with you.
I didn't ask your opinion on it. You jumped into it.
But I don't care
about your opinion. I like your opinion on how we win an election. But I don't care about anybody's opinion, bro. I lost. They tried to put me in jail. They blocked $2 billion I had. Like when I told Farrakhan, I said, look, oh, is it anti-Semitic for me to say his name out loud? Like, I told the minister. Yeah, the minister. Like, I told
Obama met with him, too.
Oh, he was. Yeah, I mean, the Jewish people allowed Obama to meet with the minister.
Now, Tim Pool is often labeled as a fence sitter, as a centrist, as a moderate, as a coward, as somebody who's very milquetoast, as somebody, according to the left wing, who's a grifter, only interested in money, who feeds his audience what they want to hear time and time again, regardless of ideology. But right here, you have Tim Pool pushing back. He's trying to redirect the conversation, but pushing back against Kanye West each and every time he attributes what he's talking about, the bad experiences that he had, to the Jewish people as a whole. He's doing this knowing that there is a risk of losing the interview, especially since Kanye West has threatened to walk out of the interview multiple times throughout the course of this before he ultimately walks out. And yet, Tim Pool still stands up for what he believes in. He still points out that he's against identitarianism, and he still steps up to the plate to defend his position. And in this regard,
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I think Tim actually did a great job. Anti-Semitism is not cool. It's not acceptable. Neither is racism or any of those isms. The idea that you're going to conflate your experiences with Jewish people specifically, with the Jewish people as a whole, doesn't make any sense. And I give Tim credit for pushing back on each and every one of these points as they came up.
And now we can really understand. We can see that Ron Emanuel was right next to Obama, and then Jared Kushner was right next to Trump.
Ta-da! But so we're getting right into it, I guess, right? I was hoping to go for the news first before we got into all of this stuff. I think the issue is, one way to put it, is you're expounding upon a localization issue that you've witnessed, right? Let me clarify. There are a handful of people that you see are Jewish in a certain place, and then you associate Judaism with the power, whereas I view that as not relevant to it. Like, yeah, you're substantially more powerful than I am, but I don't view what you're doing as an issue of black people.
Now, he's a little bit cautious because he's trying to redirect the conversation to what he wants to actually talk about, but he's not letting things slide as people predicted, because Tim Pool actually does have a belief system and he's willing to advocate for those beliefs. And we're seeing that on display right now.
I don't like identitarianism. You guys are familiar with what that is?
Well, yeah, they started it, and they've been visiting on us. We're trying to break it.
When I was asking you about running for president, you immediately said, well, you know, you'd be good for the black vote. And I said, is that because I'm black? No, not just because of that. So it was that. Are you doing the same thing?
I didn't say that was the only reason. I said it was because you're personable to the common person. And you probably would do well with the black vote, absolutely.
I will say, out of all the exchanges throughout this whole thing that Tim Pool did good in, this is not one of them. The idea that Kanye, or Ye, as he's changed his name to and I keep messing up, is somehow going to win the black vote is just nonsensical. It's absurd. This is just bad analysis from Tim Pool. And out of all the exchanges that he had with Ye, with Milo, not so much with Nick because he didn't get to talk a lot, this is the one that Kanye actually won. He combated this very well, pointed out that there's a lot of black people that don't like him. And if you'll remember, Kanye basically got zero black people to move over to vote for Trump, despite the fact that he actually did a lot of work, put on the MAGA hat, and advocated for President Trump. So no, he's not going to get the black vote. The black vote is overwhelmingly Democrat. And more importantly, the black vote is typically establishment Democrat, especially when it comes to presidential elections. Just look at how they voted in the primary. Overwhelmingly for Hillary, overwhelmingly for Biden.
Just because I'm black, there's a lot of black people that don't like me.
Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, Kanye West is in fact accurate when he says that there's a lot of Jewish people in the media. That is true. Jewish people are disproportionately, according to their population nationwide, represented in media. And there's a cultural push for this. After the Holocaust, Jewish people thought, wow, the media was really weaponized against us. We should probably push people to go into the media so that way we don't have to deal with anti-Semitism being weaponized against us in that way. But there's also a local issue. A lot of our media is headquartered in New York and in LA. And in New York and LA, Jews are disproportionate to where they are in the rest of the population in the country. So when somebody says 2% of the population represents this portion of the media, that's not really an accurate take, because they represent a much larger portion of these cities that are the dual media capitals in the United States of America. There's over a million Jewish people in New York City. It's the largest population of Jewish people in the world outside of Israel. Los Angeles has close to 500,000. I think there's somewhere around 400,000 Jewish people. So when you have a large presence in places that are media capitals in the country, that disproportionality actually reduces dramatically as compared to the nationwide numbers. And I know a lot of people don't want to talk about that. I know a lot of people just want to deflect and say, oh my God, look at all the Jewish people over there. But you have a well-educated population with a cultural push towards certain industries, specifically the media, post the Holocaust. And they are overrepresented in these major cities compared to the nation. So obviously you would expect to see them comprise a larger portion than their portion of the population. On top of that, since when was it acceptable for people on the right wing to say disproportionate equals some kind of conspiracy or some kind of nonsense like that? We don't do that with prison population. We don't do that when people compare white outcomes to black outcomes in the United States of America. In fact, we specifically speak against it because it's absurd to assume that absent some kind of conspiracy or absent some kind of discrimination, all outcomes would be equal. We'd never see that anywhere in our society. And the idea that we would throw that expectation out the window for every other category except for Jewish people is absurd and by definition anti-Semitism. And if you don't like that, guess what? I've been saying the same thing on this channel for a long time. If you think I'm going to get on board with Ye West on that bridge to nowhere with his stupid commentary, then you're wrong. You should probably get off board with me or actually man up and realize that I'm going to have points where I disagree with you. But again, that's up to you. Now, I've also referenced multiple different times the Middleman Minority essay by Thomas Sowell. I highly recommend you read it because what you'll learn is that a lot of the stereotypes about Jews have been repeated about certain groups within the Indian population, the Armenians, which is kind of ironic because Cenk is melting down over Kanye West appearing on Tim Pool's show, yet he named his show after the Young Turks, the organization that perpetrated the Armenian genocide, the organization that forwarded a lot of stereotypes that were just copy-pasted by the Nazis in Germany. And we've also seen this with Asians in the United States of America. Multiple different groups have had this experience as middlemen minorities, and I think it would behoove of you to read about this and understand how these stereotypes often repeat and the fallacies that are actually undergirding these stereotypes. Now, would I have loved for Tim Pool to give the Thomas Sowell Cliff Notes version of the phenomenon that he's describing, thus changing his position and making the world a better place? Sure, but honestly, I don't think he was capable of getting any words out because Kanye kept threatening to leave, because honestly, Ye was quite cowardly during the course of this exchange, and I also don't know if Tim Pool has read much Thomas Sowell, because this guy is consistently working on videos, so when would he even have the time to read a book or anything like that, or even listen to a book on audio format? He goes through the news all day, every day, and you just can't expect somebody to be an expert or have a good retort to anything and everything that's going to be brought up, especially when you have a group of guests that are going to go off the wall. They're known for controversy, and one of them may be going through a manic episode.
Yeah. I think they've been extremely unfair to you.
Who is they, though? We can't say they is, can we?
Press. I'm not using I don't use the word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking
about it.
It
is them, though, isn't it? I mean, because no. because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018.
What do you mean it's not?
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about. Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up?
And then have the discussion.
Not gonna have a conversation.
Like, have the discussion.
Like you think he's gonna come in here and say, here's my pain, here's my suffering, I'm gonna say, I hear you. And then he's gonna say, and it was Jewish people, and I'm gonna be like, okay, but don't you consider, so I'm not gonna do this, I refuse.
Make sure he's cool.
All right, go for it. Luke and I will have a conversation.
Now, with that being said, I do wanna give some credit to Milo Yiannopoulos, because a lot of people have pronounced his career dead multiple different times, but this man somehow finds a way, time and time again, to come back, to maintain relevance, and somehow he has hitched his wagon to Ye West, one of the most legitimately famous people ever to be associated with the online content space. So credit where credit is due from a solely practical and career-driven way, and I also have to give credit to Nick, because Nick is a person who essentially had all of his beliefs out there publicly, the beliefs that got him canceled, got him banned off of a bunch of different things ever since he really started his career, and he's managed to maintain and hold an audience. I think this is largely due to his appeals to social conservatives, which I talked about in another video. And this guy is also somehow attached to Kanye West, having dinner with the former president and all of that, despite the fact that he is not on a single relevant mainstream social media platform. He's managed to carry his audience over to all the alternative platforms, build up quite a few alternative platforms, including his own thing. Now, you guys know that I have fundamental disagreements with both Milo and Nick, but the idea, and I see this throughout the media, I see this throughout the online media, specifically from the left-wing media, that Nick is this totally irrelevant figure that has no audience or anything like that, it's just false. Nick is growing on alternative social media platforms, an alternative to the alternative social media platforms that likely you've never heard of. He set up his own cozy TV situation, and that seems to be working out for him, and now he's connected to one of the biggest rappers in the history of the world, one of the most legitimately famous people. And a lot of people are saying, wow, when Kanye West figures out the things that Nick Fuentes has said about black people or said about Martin Luther King or said about whoever Kanye says that he looks up to, then he's going to think twice. But in reality, that's likely not going to happen. Or even if it does happen, it doesn't matter because Nick is utilizing Kanye West in order to get his name out there, in order to promote him. And he is going to benefit from this most of all out of everyone. Milo hitched his wagon to Nick before he hitched it to Kanye West. That's kind of what he does at this period of time. But Nick is a man with a plan, and he is growing in influence, not shrinking in influence. And you could pretend that's not a thing. You could pretend that is something to be dismissed. But in reality, you would be wrong. Now, again, I have major disagreements with Milo, major disagreements with Nick. But this portion of the conversation isn't about that. It's about acknowledging the reality that Nick is a savvy political operative, and he's growing in influence, even though he's not on a lot of platforms that many of you have actually heard of. So you got to acknowledge the reality, not pretend because the left says he's totally irrelevant that that's actually the case, because in reality, he is growing in influence, and now he's hitched his wagon to an absolute major star. And Nick will likely be the biggest beneficiary of this association, because we all know that long term, it's just going to be incredibly detrimental to Ye West. Anyway, those are my thoughts about this whole situation, and I'd absolutely love to hear your thoughts in the comments of this video. Although, I know for sure that some of you are going to be writing comments about how I'm apparently paid by Jewish people to talk crap about the non-whites that aren't Jewish so that I can fool you like some kind of a psyop into believing something, something, or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. And to those criticisms, I will say that I do have links for donations in the description of this video. So if the Israeli equivalent to the CIA, which I think might be the ISI, no wait, that's Pakistan, Mossad, I'm pretty sure it's called Mossad, wants to donate me money so that they can make sure that I'm saying the things that I'm already saying without actually getting the checks, feel free to do so. I'd absolutely love to be paid for my opinions. In fact, that's why I do a job where I quite literally am paid for my opinions. Not paid to say different things, but paid for my opinions. So yeah, I know those comments are going to come. I understand how the internet works. I'm not even going to be mad at you. I'm not even going to break up with you. Merry Christmas to you. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and all that. I wish you all the best. So if you like this video, then show me by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on all my social media. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the whole Kanye, Ye, Milo Yiannopoulos, Nick Fuentes kerfuffle. Till next time. Tim Pool kerfuffle.